The first thing on the agenda, we have minutes from October 16th, 18th, 19th, December 17th, January 10th, January 31st, and February 6th to approve. Representative Murphy, do you want to move the minutes?
I move the minutes.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. All opposed? The minutes are adopted. We're going to be hopefully a short day today. Representative Ward. And I will move, Representative Rude will move House File 2590 that it recommended to pass and go to the General Register. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative John Ward, and I'm here with the House File 2590 and O.J. Doyle, who will also talk to the bill. And this is a pretty straightforward bill that allows the Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board to, currently they're under the regulations, they have one 4-year term limit, and this is going to allow for a 2 consecutive term limit, 2 4-year term limits. And, you know, as we as legislators, and particularly freshman legislators, we look to our senior legislators, such as Representative Anderson and Thiessen, and all the folks that have been, Representative Aber, that have been in there for years with good experience. And this is going to allow that regulatory board to have the same kind of opportunity to provide experience and carry over rather than just one term in a 4-year time. So having said that, I would ask for your support in the passage of the bill.
Mr. Doyle, do you have anything you want to add?
For Mr. Chairman, unless there are any questions, no.
Are there any questions? Anybody want to cut? Representative Anderson, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Either to the testifier, Representative Ward, what precipitated the bill coming forward? What was the reason, and is there problems out there in the system now, or is it?
I'll defer to
Mr. Doyle.
If I might, Mr. Chairman, again, O.J. Doyle, Minnesota Ambulance Association. Originally in 1996, when the ambulance industry worked to create this independent regulatory board for emergency medical services, it was felt that 4-year terms would be a pretty significant commitment, because roughly 64% of everybody involved in the EMS delivery system in Minnesota is a volunteer. We felt that it was a 4-year commitment was pretty significant commitment at the time. Since that time, the EMS system has gotten so much more layered and complicated that it quite literally takes 4 years on this board to really understand the EMS delivery system. So just when people are hitting their stride, then they're prohibited from being reappointed. And as some of you know, this is all I do is work in emergency medical services. That's the only thing I do, and I have trouble keeping up with it. So, and these are citizen representatives. So,
Representative Gallo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one question: do we have an issue with pool of candidates? Is that what I'm hearing from you? Do you have enough people who are willing to serve right now? Is that an issue,
Mr. Dunn?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, it depends upon the year. Sometimes they have a difficult time finding candidates. As I said, when you're dealing with as many volunteers, and even people who are full-time paid, it's pretty demanding, and like all healthcare, we're pretty tightly run on pretty narrow margins, so people don't have a lot of free time. That's a combination of things, but we think that this approach is going to serve the public interest better by having people with more expertise developed over a period of 8 years.
Representative Shumper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Ward, will people be able to serve more, say, 3 or 4 terms as long as they're not more than 2 consecutive terms?
Mr. Representative Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. the regulation within the House file right now is just two consecutive terms. So it's only going to allow for a maximum, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is a maximum of two consecutive terms, 8 years.
Mr. Glass.
Mr. Chairman, that, I'm not an attorney. Having said that, I believe that the possibility might exist where somebody could go off after 2 4-year terms and with a certain gap, unspecified time, be reappointed by the governor.
Which is current, how current law reads as well, except for it's one term instead of two terms.
Yeah.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, is the language that such that that's clear that, to say that that can happen, or are we still kind of in limbo on that as to know whether that can happen or not?
You know, I am a lawyer, but this is not definitive. to me, it reads that there would be that possibility it would exist that someone could serve 8 years, go off for a term, and then be reappointed after that.
Okay.
And that. But under current law, you could serve one term, go off, and then be reappointed. So that's how it reads. I don't know if that's ever happened, but it doesn't appear that that has ever happened.
Oh, it's the first.
No, it is the first. No better, but perfect. Any further questions? Okay, seeing none.
Mr. Chair, could this be a consent calendar thing? Are you allowed to do those?
We're not sure if we're doing consent calendar, but we can recommend that if we want, and if it's not, it just reverts to the regular calendar.
Yeah, okay. I just think that this is small enough. Cindy, okay. Get this out of the way, and the ambulance folks can be happily cared for.
All right, well then, Representative Rude renews and amends her motion that House File 2590 be recommended pass and referred to the consent calendar.
Yes, sir.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, hopefully that sets a precedent for us this year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unless anybody else has anything they want to bring up, we're adjourned.